colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States and the third most diagnosed cancer in the U.S. And if they catch it early, it's very, very treatable.
You know, and you don't go through the Safeway line and have them collecting for that, do you? Breast cancer, you bet. Colorectal,
there's no ribbon color for that one, you know?
But the reason I bring it up is because the thing that most often prevents people from being early detection is the colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had one of those?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't remember it, though.
That's the nice thing, because they are so uncomfortable that people will actually ask you to stop in the middle of them. Please stop. I'm done. So now, because they want to make sure that they catch this early, because it's entirely treatable. So now they're trying to come up with different ways of doing this, you know, examining like the colon.
A friendlier,
kinder, gentler. So researchers have developed a self-propelling probe. That crawls inside.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep, yeah. It's a little device that it's safer. And makes for more comfortable colonoscopies, which will lead to more. It's a robot, is what it is, and they're little tiny things. And
it's not like Robbie the robot from the Forbidden Planet coming in and slamming you down on the table.
Come here, it's your turn.
You're next. Running for the door, and he grabs you.
Anyway, the colonoscopy is one of the problems they have with them is the scope has got to be actually not only inserted, but it's got to be pushed all the way through the colon.
No.
Which you got about a 1 in 500 chance of damaging the colon as part of the process.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, so what they've come up with these things where this robot, this little probe, will actually... kind of like in, you know, you ever seen somebody trapped in a small space going straight up and they kind of push themselves with their arms and their legs? The robot does the same thing.
Oh,
they call them
mucoadhesives
on the side of the wall that are very gentle and very kind.
I'm clenching just thinking of that, dude.
Yeah, they came up with this evidently after they couldn't get the little cameras to stay on the gerbils, I guess.
You know?